You're listening to the sounds of KPAF AM 890 broadcasting from the top of Scorpion Hill, serving Springwell, Nevada, and the men and women from Filer Air Force Base. This is Nick Charles with your late night news and event updates. The big story for today is about the midnight standoff with the Sheriff's Department in the old library building that ended in a fiery blaze on Main Street. There are no reports about how the fire was started. Good thing is that the library's been abandoned since 02. Sheriff Jack Wilcox issued a statement from City Hall this morning regarding the event.
Several-day-long manhunt for suspect on the attack of Luke McKnight ended last night. An officer-involved shoot. With the support of the Filer Air Force Base Security Forces under the direction of Colonel Blanchard, the Sheriff's Department was able to discover the suspect. And as we were about to apprehend the suspect, he fled on his motorcycle. This resulted in a brief chase in the vehicle and on foot that ended at the former town library. The suspect drew his weapon, fired on the officers. The officers returned fire, and the suspect was shot and died on scene. During the shooting, the fire was started. We do not know how it started, but thanks to the brave men and women in the Springwell Fire Department, the blaze put out shortly thereafter. Unfortunately, due to the fire, we do not have any information that can help us learn more about suspect or his motivation. We want to thank Colonel Blanchard and his men, Fire Department, Mayor Tom Rose, for their help in dealing with this incident. And of course, we want to thank the fine people of Springwell for staying in place. When I know more, then you know more. So please, no questions right now.
Sheriff, who is this mystery man?
Yes, Sheriff, can you please tell us more about the suspect?
I said no questions.
Well, there you have it, folks. Straight from the horse's mouth. Just glad none of the good guys got hurt, and we got a little justice for Luke. And Luke, wherever you are, brother, we're going to pour one out for you later at Moonlighters. All right, folks. I just wanted to... Oh, looks like we've got a caller. Better not be that crank call again. Hey there, you're on KPAF. What's going on in your neck of the woods, friend?
So you just gonna swallow whatever tripe they slop down on the plate? That's not how it all went down last night, sheep.
So you know what really happened?
I told you. I have eyes everywhere. And so does the other guy. He knows too.
Right.
He's watching.
Right.
What went wrong with your generation? Attitude good? Easy to be sarcastic and fold your arms when everything's gravy? Your generation never had a real struggle. You're better off talking to one of those millenniums on the Insta What's a Space.
All right, my bad. I'm an open-minded man. Tell me, good sir, what really happened?
That's more like it. A little respect. I like that. Okay, what was I trying to tell you, kiddo, before I was so rudely interrupted? Things are not what they appear to be. Why all the guns for one man? They sent four fire teams in for one man. There were four black fans. Don't you see? This is huge. Much bigger than you can ever.
Come on, man.
There's so much going
on. Come on. I don't know about military stuff. I just live here. But I did talk to Mayor Ataro when I was grabbing my breakfast tamales down at Lupita's, and he said that everything was A-okay. It's military business. That didn't have anything to do with our town.
Drink the Kool-Aid, then. But things are not okay in your town, pal. You need to open your eyes. They're hiding something. The man, the suspect, he ain't dead, pal. He's up and running about. like him down that easy.
So this mystery man's still around? That's not what Sheriff or the mayor said. I mean, think about what you're saying right now. Like, all these things... Come on, man. You gotta listen to reason.
Sheep. This is like that time me and Lefty were around Vernon. You know what it's like out there. We're having a sweet time, you know, a cold beer, good conversation. We even found some things
Okay, Mr. GM, your story sounds nice, and I hate to interrupt, but the thing is, we just...
Don't, pal. As I was saying, me and Lefty were... where was I? Oh, yeah. Me and Lefty are talking, and Lefty says to me, just when we see, Lefty says, all right, kid, I gotta run.
Thanks, GM, for that riveting tale. Okay, folks, that was the GM, and that was his story. Well, let's take a break.
No one believed you, but none of us were there. Hobbit took a look right through you. Tell us the story if you dare. Tells me to cool my head, eyes open and my mouth shut. Sage advice to cheat the dead, but the truth is what I want. It's 100 years and 5, and to all the kings you lied, old Tom will long survive. All the great he has denied. Time enough for love when your time is never up and your own life is above the years that fill your cup. Oh, Tom, no, I believe you. Oh, Tom, we don't care. Ooh, oh, Tom, we know that you bleed too. Oh, Tom, you know that life ain't fair. Oh, Tom, no one believes you. Oh, Tom, we don't care. Oh, Tom, we know that you bleed too. Oh, Tom, you know that life ain't fair. Thank you.
And we're back. I'm Nick Charles, and you're listening to KPAF. Are you psyched for spring, folks? I know I am. I was walking around Springwell Field checking out the Pygmy Rabbits varsity squad, and boy, are they looking good. Very impressed with senior shortstop Felix Wilson's hustle. I've got a feeling scouts are going to go wild when they see this kid, and I know mom's got to be proud. Lieutenant Roberta Wilson, can't wait to have some brews with you and watch your boys shine on the field. Hey, it looks like we've got another caller. KPAF, you're on the air. Who's calling?
This is Will calling.
Oh, hey, Sheriff, I didn't know you listened. If this is about drinking brews at the high school field, when I say brews, I mean decaf coffee.
A better job screening your call before you let some crackpot on the air again. You understand me?
Yes, sir. It's just we don't have a sound engineer and or any staff ever since Donnie disappeared. I don't
let any more of these crazy people on the air. God help me, I will shut you down.
Well, sir, with all due respect, that's really not your call.
That's your first and your last one.
Oh, that was Sheriff Wilcox. And I really didn't know he cared about anything I said on the radio. We have another caller? KPAF, you're on the air. And heads up, if you say anything off, I'm going to have to hang up on you.
It's me, Nick.
Oh. Hey, Layla. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize the number. Whose phone is this?
It's just the guy in the back booth. We were talking about Luke and things. You know, everything is so strange now. We were listening to your show and you said something. I think it's in I wanted to talk to you. It was weird, but my phone died, and so he let me use the headphone.
Layla, who is this guy? And where's Mike and Benny?
Who is this?
Hey, Mike, it's just me.
Oh, all right, Nick, sorry. Just, Layla's been acting up all day, man. She was talking to that dude in the booth all night, and he just runs out of here. I don't know. We've been working on the pictures and the music for the funeral. And, well, Layla's just not doing good right now. She's just not right. When can you get over here?
I'll be there in, like, 30. I gotta clean up before I go. You know how Hank gets if he finds the station trashed in the morning.
Yeah. All right, man. Just get here quick. We've got a lot of work to do if we want to be ready by Saturday.
Yeah, I know, man. See you in a minute, okay? All right, friends. I hope you've had a calmer evening than I've had. If you're looking to relax, I'll be heading to Moonlighters, and if anyone wants to buy me a cold one, man, can I use one. This is Nick Charles signing off and leaving you with your regularly scheduled military programming.
KPAF is a division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces.
The views and opinions expressed during this local news and events updates are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting and its subsidiaries.